good singing all the way around. And so let me see if I can get this button on here right there. How about that? Is that it right there? That's it right there. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking in the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Revelation, chapter number 22. And if you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there and read a passage in verse 16. All right, in Revelation, chapter number 22, and about verse number 16. The Bible says it's there. He said, "And I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God again tonight. We pray that now you'd, Lord, examine every heart, save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free as our heart's desire and prayer unto thee. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on this subject. And what it is that Jesus there in that passage there, he says, "I want to testify to these things in the churches. I want to try to be able to testify unto these things in the churches." And that's a plurality. Now, when Jesus over there in the book of Matthew 16, verse 18, he said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." And so the reason why that he said that is because of the fact that every one of these churches, plural, are to individually operate as though they were the only church on the face of the earth. You hear me say over and over again, the church is not a revolving door to just be able to casually walk in and out as you well please. The church is the establishment of the Lord. It's an organism. It's not an organization. It's an organism. And here's what the command is that whenever we come to know the Lord, let me tell you, is that we really and truly know about the church and about the authority of the church, and especially is that we're to make sure that we keep ourselves clean and that we keep our membership clean. And we're to make sure that not only that, but it's for the right doctrine, it's for the right practice. Over in Matthew 18 and verse number 17, don't turn there, but if you have an ought against a brother, you're to go to them individually. They don't hear you, take somebody with you. They don't hear them, tell it to the church. They don't hear the church, see the authority that we're talking about. Now, if folks are going to say, "Well, you know, I ain't a member of that church anymore." Well, you are unless you've been excluded or unless that you've moved your membership. You know, I'm amazed in the day and hour that we're living in. I guess somehow or another I failed to make that very clear. But across the country, make no mistake about it, I plan to be here till Jesus comes or I die and I get too old to be able to do anything but sit back there and criticize whoever you're getting next. Not really. I'm not interested in that part of it there. One of these days, though, it's going to happen. And the preacher, what would you do in this right here? Mind my own business. That's exactly what I do. I took care of God's business when I was in control and God put me there. Now it's somebody else's job. I want to say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to look into it, I'm talking about the church of the living God. Now, here's what you need to know in simplicity. We're not going to have time to read all the passages that you just have to listen to it later. But number one is you're going to find out the church is the Lord's. Make no mistake about it. Now, there's a lot of time, you know, that people, they want to try to blame me and about your church and your family and your member and your and this and all. Well, just shut up for a while and listen to what the Word of the Lord said. Let me just tell you right now is that the church belongs to the Lord. And as a result of that, you and I ought to go, and let me tell you right now, the church has a pastor right now. It happens to be me. I had a woman tell me one time, you know, and said, "Well, I'll tell you what, are you one of them preachers that runs everything?" "No, but I'm one of those preachers that keeps you from running everything." And she didn't last long, and she was hoping I'd die. I'm still alive, she's gone. The church is the Lord. Number two, the church is local. You know, such thing as a local church and you having to drive all over the state of Texas and down in the panhandle and up in the panhandle and down in the lower end. I just said all that to say to you that, if you will, every church is a local church, and whenever he speaks to them, what do you think that he spoke to the churches collectively? But then he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, singular. You see the difference? Well, I want to say to you that, if you will, please, is that as a result of that, all these churches that you read in the Bible, they're local. And not only are they local, you're going to find out they've all got a pastor. Remember over there when he talks about those seven churches over in the book of Revelation? Every one of them's got a pastor that he named. And so let me just say to you that, if you will, please, is that we better make sure that when we talk about the church of the living God, and he terms it that on many occasions, but we better be careful that you and I know that he's preaching the right doctrine, that it's got the right duty. And let me tell you, part of that duty is not only getting the gospel of message out, but it's to be able to take care of you and I and to make sure that we are doctrinally sound. In this lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that we have a duty one to another. Do you realize to know that the church is in the disciplinary business? You know that? And by that, we're just simply saying you ain't got to walk around being scared to death like you were a hound dog in a room full of rocking chairs, afraid it's going to rock over your tail. You ain't got to be that. But it's just a matter of every now and again, there's some problems that do arise that need to be tended to. And let me say to you that, if you will, just like your family, when one of your family messes up, they get a warning, and they mess up again, they get disciplined. And let me just say to you that it's not a pleasant task. It never has been, never will be. But make no mistake about it, our job as a church is in the disciplinary margin, if you will, please. Now, the church is not an ecumenical thing. In fact, this will give you an example of that. There are people at what part, where are you going to church at? Oh, I just go to all of them. Oh, I say, you're not going to any of them. That means you don't tithe. It means you don't have a pastor. It means you don't have a response. You get in the picture. You're not fooling God, and you're not fooling the people of God. But you'll find out we're not ecumenical. Do you remember over there, where was it, in the book of Second John, whenever he said that if any brings not this doctrine, don't have him into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed. In this lesson that we're looking at, to show you something about that, you'll find over in 1 Corinthians, you ain't got a term there, but in chapter number 5 and about verse number 12, they were in a turmoil over there. Here was a man that had married somebody, and the stepson was having an affair with the stepmom. And they were buzzing their lips about it and talking about it and so forth and on. But God finally reprimanded them for not taking an action and said that when you come together, I want you to put them without so that we can turn them over to Satan, and so that they'll be their flesh will be buffeted and in the day of Christ be saved. Now, as a result of that, you're going to find out is that what a sad day and what hour. Now, what did he mean whenever he said, I want them, God judges them that are without. Without what? Without the body of Christ, without the church. And you and I are to judge them that are within. I want to give you real quickly, and just to show you that, if you will, please, is that we ought to be careful whenever we're looking at the church of the living God. There's a passage over there in the book of Revelation, chapter number 12, and it's in about verse number 4. The Bible said that the church is one body, but has many members. And so you see that, you're looking at that. You're going to find out that the Bible says that we're all members. In particular, in 1 Corinthians, in chapter number 12, about verse number 27. In other words, you're a particular member. You've got a particular job in this church. I don't know what it is. It may be praying one for another, praying for me. I certainly need the prayer, and you certainly need the practice. But regardless of whatever that it is that God put singers in this church. God's put other talents in this church. And we've got folks that are learning how to do this and that, from teaching a lesson to practicing a lesson to be a witness for Christ. Let me say to you that, if you will, that God puts in the church that which it pleases Him, that we might be a member in particular. Now, in the book of Ephesians, in chapter number 4, there's a passage over there in about verse 25, and he says, we're members one of another. See, you hear me say every now and again that no man lives unto himself, no man dies unto himself. And as a result of that, you'll find out that when God put us in the church, it was there for a reason. And let me tell you right now is that we're to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day of the Lord coming, that we be not ashamed at His appearing. You know the reason why that in the church there's a few times you'll see wars and rumors of wars going on is because we let the lust of the flesh get in our way. But that's nothing that can't be corrected. I was thinking about it over there in the book of Acts in chapter 15, verse 41. You ain't got to turn to these. You can just get the tape or listen to it sometime, jot them down. But in Syria and Cilicia, the Bible said that he instructed them to go through confirming the quote-unquote churches. Now, what that means is that what doctrine's good for one church will be good for the other church. That's what he's talking about. Same Lord that started the church now has many churches that are out there being established that are acting as though it was the only church upon the face of this earth doing the work of God. In Acts chapter number 16, verse 5, you'll find that the churches were established in the faith. Well, let me tell you, the same faith that we have toward God is the same faith that whatever church is doing right outside of us. Make no mistake about it, you'll find that the Lord Jesus Christ is looking at us as the only church and grants us, according to the word of the Lord, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Now, over in the book of Romans, in chapter 16, it's about verse 4, you'll find that he said, I want to say something to all the quote-unquote churches of the Gentiles. I look around at you, we're Gentiles, we're not bona fide Jews, but we're Jews by salvation. If you're saved tonight, you've got more of a Jewish heritage than the Jew does, because that you've been born into the family of God. Over in the book of Romans, I do want you to turn there. In the book of Romans, there's a passage that we're looking at, chapter number 16, and it's in about verse number 16. I'll give you a moment to find that. He says in verse number 16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now, you see that right there? That's a pet peeve verse of the church without Christ. And what they're doing, they're trying to say this is the proof text that God said the church of Christ. No, it says the churches. There's more than one that are scattered out across the country. And you see the difference between unadulterated truth and trying to imagine something? The churches of Christ. Every church of Christ has got the same kind of saving faith, got the same doctrine, got the same Lord, the same faith, same baptism. You got to get in the picture. Now, in chapter number 7, verse 17 of 1 Corinthians, he says, so I've ordained in all the churches. Every one of them is going to have the same message. Not one of the churches is going to have to be able to say, well, no, the Apostle Paul didn't say that to us. Hey, if he said it to us, he said it to everybody. And see, we live in a world that's a little confused about that. Confused is what they are. And as a result of that, I had a man one time, he's in heaven tonight, and I liked him, and he was a good man, but he was a lot of trouble. Him and his wife were both a lot of trouble. And but I liked him. I liked him. And I liked her a little. But I really liked him. Here's what he'd say. We had a lady who'd try to sing in church and couldn't. And it sounded somewhere like, you know, a note that was half-tuned and three-quarters of a tune out. I don't know exactly what. And he said, well, that poor thing, she's ate too much cornbread in her life and it's got her vocal cords all scratched up. And the next time I heard her sing, I thought, you know, he's probably right. in this lesson that we're looking at here, let me just say to you, Paul the Apostle, 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, here's what he said over there. He says, I've robbed other churches so I could do you people a service here at Corinth. I got to say to you that, if you will, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 2, he talks about the churches of Galatia. That means there was more than one out there that had been started. In Galatians 1:22, he talks about the churches, plural, of Judea. And then in Revelation, in chapter 1 and verse number 4, verse 11, you'll tie, he talks about the seven churches which are in Asia, and he names them there, so forth and on, in each one. And then he goes and tells us, in Revelation 2:29, 3 verse 6, 3:13, 3:22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto who? The churches. I'm glad to say to you that, if you will, please, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, he just doesn't miss a lick, does he? And that's the reason why that whenever you and I come to the house of God and we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, is that we're to remember that this is an ordained message that God said, I want you to testify these things in the churches. That isn't just for one church, it's for all of them. It's the same doctrine, the same message, the same purpose, so forth and on. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I'm going to tell you, the gates of hell are trying to prevail, but let me tell you, long after this world has already come and gone, the bloodstained banner will still be weighed by the church of the living God. I want to say, as we get ready to leave here this evening, I hope and I trust and I pray that you just remember that the church of the living God, number one, it belongs to the Lord. Number two, it's local. Number three, its leadership will be that which is led by the Lord, and it'll exalt and magnify the name of the word of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us. We bless your holy name. We ask your blessings now on these boys and girls, these men and women. May you find us busily and occupied about your business, that we be not ashamed at thy appearing when you so come again. Now go with us to every home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shake hands with somebody.